Is this Sean?
Is this Ricky?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to shake a little. I'm not going to lie to you. Chatting with a legend, this is an honor, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's what happens when you get old and gray-headed. People shake when they're around you. Afraid you might go off on them or something.
Well, I've been up since 10 after 4, so the coffee's really starting to kick in. So it could be coffee-related. It could be chatting with Ricky Skaggs-related. Who knows?
I'm having my first cup right now.
I'm on number 3. Ooh, that sounded like a good belt.
Yeah.
Well, this is truly an honor, seriously. And I was reading some of your story. I grew up on your music. I am a country boy at heart, dare I say.
Great to hear.
Looking back, I'm curious if you remember being handed the mandolin from Dad at age 5.
Yeah, I remember him putting it in my bed. He bought it at a little pawn shop. He was working up in Ohio as a welder, and he saw this little mandolin. And I've been trying to find one that small for my grandson, Lyric. Brought it home and in my bed, and I woke up to it, and I had my hands around it, you know. And it's just been my friend and partner musically all these years. Not the same one, obviously, but.
Did you ever imagine that it would take you on the journey that you've been on for these so many years? Like, I mean, I was handed a couple of Hot Wheels at the age of 5, and here I am in radio. Like, I mean, you get to do something that you truly love and enjoy each and every day and have made a career out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's thanks to God every day, every time I think about what I get to do for a living, and it's like a mission too. I mean, you know, we don't just go out and play music just for the fun of it. I mean, we have a great time, but I really feel like that we're giving people hope and joy for that 90 minutes that they're there, you know, that they can enjoy life and enjoy, you know, just the performance of the music and watch these young musicians playing live music. And that's why we tell you know, people to bring their kids. I don't know what the age limit is, you know, at the casino we're playing there, but I do know that kids are so impressionable when they're, you know, when they're 6 or 8, maybe 10 years old. And I remember seeing musicians when I was that age, and they really inspired me when I heard them play.
When you look out into the audience and you see them singing along to those tunes, does it still give you that wow, even this many years later?
Well, it does. You know, it's exciting to see, you know, they're singing Uncle Pen and Highway 40 Blues and Wouldn't Change You If I Could and Crying My Heart Out Over You and songs like that, you know, and it's really great. Those have been songs that's meant so much to those people for so long. Many of them got married to I Wouldn't Change You If I Could. That was their wedding song.
Yeah. Oh, I get so many requests. So many requests for that tune. Uncle Pen, too. Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. Yeah.
That's great.
Looking back over the years, and you look at some of the legends you've had a chance to work with, do you still pinch yourself and go, my gosh, I got to work with that guy? And I'm sure they're thinking the exact same thing when they say, my gosh, I got to work with Ricky Skaggs.
Well, so many of the legends that I've got to work with, many of them are not with us anymore, unfortunately. But, you know, got to work with, you know, Bruce Hornsby and Jack White, a lot of different people. John Fogerty came in and worked on
a
record. I did a tribute to Bill Monroe called Big Mun, and he came in and sung Blue Moon of Kentucky, played guitar on it.
It was
great fun. So I've had so many people that I've got to play music with. It's really, you know, we've made good music together, and that's the fun part of it.
Just curious, when it comes to the set list for a show that you're playing, how tough is it looking back on the catalog to work in tunes into an hour and a half show?
Well, we don't go deep catalog a lot of times because people kind of want the tunes that they kind of recognize, you know. That's always good to salt the meat with some of those, you know.
I like that.
But we do a lot of bluegrass things that people may not, you know, may not know, but they're so much fun to listen to, and the band plays them so good, and I think folks are really going to love the show. And it's been a while since we've come up that way, and we're excited about getting to come back.
I don't know if you have a chance to listen to some of the new stuff these days, but I'm hearing a little more steel. I'm hearing a little more mandolin, and I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm glad it's coming back. For so long, they were even bringing rap, you know, word kind of.
Yeah, it was a little strange.
Yeah, very, very strange. Talk about wanting to look wise in your own eyes. I don't know. People can lose their way so quick. And there's a great record out. I don't know if you guys have got it or have it on the playlist yet. Sweet Heart Little Girl. I call her a little girl because she's young. But her name is Emily Ann Roberts. She was on The Voice. She was part of Blake Shelton's team. She asked me and Vince to sing harmony on a record that she has out, and I know it's on her CD, but I don't know if it's pulled as a single yet. But if they don't put that record out, if the record company don't release that as a single, they have absolutely lost their mind, because if that's not a hit record, I've never heard one.
Okay.
It's so great. She sings country so good. The chorus just takes you to another level. It goes up and you know, changes keys and goes up, and man, this chorus is killer.
My gosh, I'll take a look at it for sure. Now, when you say Vince, yeah, you mean as Vince Gill?
No, Vince Ferguson.
Oh, Vince Ferguson. Oh, okay. No. You're dropping Gill, a yes, single name. Well, I'm thinking he's like Madonna. It's got to be Vince Gill.
Yeah, it's got to be Vince Gill. One of those guys in the Eagles. You
know. Well, Ricky, it has been a pleasure. Friday, November 3rd at the River Cree Resort, rivercreeresort.com for your tickets. Truly a pleasure. You made my day.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and it's great to talk to you.